This is my Hunt Club, where we take on the most dangerous game in all of Ivalice, for fun and profit. The monsters are fierce, the petitioners often desperate, and Club Centurio is more than capable of taking on anything they have to throw at us. This is Mont Blanc's Hunters, a Final Fantasy role-playing game using the Genesis system from Fantasy Flight Games. Shall we begin, Cooper?
I'm Jen, and I play Mimosa. She is a Viera, and she's a black mage.
I'm Jesse. I'm playing Vatur, a human dragoon.
I'm Chris. I'm playing Ruxel, and I'm a monk.
So he's like, sir, I am going to tell you, and just falls flat on the ground.
Oh, so that is how that spell works.
Yeah, so you have advantages. What would you like those advantages to be?
Ooh. Does he have anything on him I can take?
Can one of us dress up like a guard?
Why do we need to do that?
In case we run into more guards.
With four advantages, I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say he has a phoenix down.
Yes!
Ooh. That's good news.
I would like to dress up like this guard just in case we encounter more guards.
You want to take his clothes?
He's going to be naked. Do you not think that's going to look suspicious?
Well, I mean, it depends on the area of Lowtown.
Yeah, can we just put the body behind some boxes or something?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay,
so
right.
Yeah, you're gonna take his clothes, it was fitted for a Hume, but you kind of make it work.
And we could put it on an actual Hume, but no.
Well, I mean, you could, but yeah, no, you're rocking it, and it looks good on you, and so yeah, you are dressed as one of the town guards now.
Now I have a question. Since I just cast a spell, do I need to lower my strain?
Two.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So we proceed.
If you guys are done monkeying around, yeah.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Where was the guard? Was the guard in the corner down here to the left?
No, the guard was right at the entrance.
Oh, okay.
Which is right at the north there.
It was like up here.
Yeah. Who's in back?
Oh, wait. I feel bad now. I was kidding about that when we were above ground, but we should be thoughtful about who is in the back.
I'm squishy.
Well, you also have the sleep spell. So since we're kind of spreading our risk between thunder and sleep, it should be either me or Vatur. Vatur, what's your melee looking like these days, my man? Your brawl, I guess, is what we
my brawl is three.
Three what?
Brawn is
Oh, sorry. Well, actually, no,
you're
I don't actually,
really, yeah. Your tack. Your
oh, it's
your are you have a do you use a rain I mean a
he has a spear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a spear.
Is it heavy or light? I think it's heavy, right?
Melee heavy.
Right.
And I've got one yellow and two greens, but that hasn't changed for a while.
Okay. Yeah. Well, my brawl is two yellow and two green. So I guess my thought is if somebody goes down and we have to turn to fight, I'd honestly really like you jumping an awful lot. But I mean, if somebody is going to go down. Oh, man, I don't even know. Whatever. We're overthinking it, right?
The ceilings here are only 15 feet, so. He can't do a full jump.
You can't do jump.
Low jumps.
Can we just go back to back to back like a triangle? Can I turn snapping off and
right? You'll like lock arms and twirl around.
Yes, I mean I don't see why not. I think that that's a pretty sound strategy. But
right,
yeah, whatever. Let's just walk. Let's see what happens.
Okay. All right, great, great, great. All right, so
how do you guys feel about that? You want to overthink this anymore?
I'll do whatever you tell me to do.
Whoa.
All right. Who's in the back?
Oh, no.
Batur?
Me.
What? Oh, okay.
All right.
roll a perception and I'll roll the purples. So just roll a straight perception roll.
Oh, crud. Okay. Y'all, this is not going to go well for us.
The mimosa's up front, or do I need to be up front?
I'm in front.
Okay, copy.
Okay.
Hey, I'll take that.
All right.
Perception.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
Ah.
So, the area where the family saw it was way down here.
Okay.
But you know that was not the only murder, and it's been a little bit all over the place.
Which way should we go? Continue straight or to the right?
My vote's right.
Okay, right it is.
Vator, what's your perception, man?
It is one yellow, two greens.
Oh, your perception is way better. I should not have taken the rear, actually.
We can always switch.
Yeah, I've got these tiny reptilian ears.
Coach calls an audible.
Okay, here we go.
This is quite a large map. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I'm into it.
All right, so okay,
we're reaching this bottleneck. This dangerous. Yeah.
So yeah, the way this is set up is like this low town is just built. It's just kind of built around the foundations of the upper town. You know, this wasn't probably ever meant for people to live in, but they do. It was, it was probably meant for ease of transporting goods and stuff and storage and stuff. But like, there's parts where the path narrows as in this case, there's just like this little, you know, homemade bridge over a stream of water that's, you know, probably washing sewage down. And, but there's other parts where there's just like pillars in the way that's holding up, the upper city. So, y'all can keep going. And as you get into this next major area and all around you, like, built into these, the walls and stuff. Some people have like chiseled away like little homes or there's tents and stuff, built up along the side. Everybody's kind of made themselves a little corner of this place. But as you get to here, Vator, go ahead and roll me perception. And
do I need to do it against anything?
I'll roll purples.
Okay. You know what? Can I redeem channel points for a boost right now? Can I do
it? You can't.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, if
I have so many
channel points. Maybe chat wants to help?
I have so many channel points. Oh, yeah. Oh!
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to make sure you perceive, man.
Ooh. go ahead and roll a blue to add to that.
One blue rolling now.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. So you had it on your side of things. You had in success and some advantages.
Sweet.
I would say that you hear like the echo of some shifting of something sounding from this far corridor.
From there. Okay.
I'm gonna kind of signal without saying too much. I'm just gonna, you know, because we all should be going in a line. We're squadding up. So I make a signal. I'm in a low ready position with my spear. And I just kind of wait for everybody to stop.
Okay, mate.
And you turn around. I'm gonna be doing the stop signal.
Okay. You know.
Do y'all know what that means?
I hope so. Oh, that's universal. You're walking in a squad.
I'm just thinking Mimosa's just like strolling behind y'all.
You hungry? Are you hungry? Do you need to use the bathroom? I told you to use the bathroom before we started.
That's a weird looking high five, man.
So y'all go over and bump his fist.
Sup, brah? Yeah.
Strong power. Cool.
Okay. So are you telling us to stop because you heard?
Yes.
Did you say that really loud?
I'm trying to motion to y'all that I hear something without verbally saying it out loud.
I will stop. We'll look to you for direction, Vator.
So do I hear anything else? Do I know the direction of where this...
Yeah, you heard it this way, but you don't hear anything else.
Okay. I kind of point in the direction that I hear it. And I...
Okay, to both of you, slowly, a very meaningful look. I place my back up against the wall. Gesture to you to do the same.
All right. He goes, what, like, what are you doing there? Are you resting? Oh, back against the wall.
That's a weird dance.
Yeah.
I feel
we have time
as if,
for this.
And now that you've got my drift on this wall, I'm going to look over at the pillar and signal. I think we should back up against that big pillar over there around the corner, too. See what I mean?
I'm
going to pass around it in a semicircle.
Do it.
Like over here.
Yeah, I'm thinking well, I want to move very slowly, but yeah, like, and then Mimosa, you would be probably in front of me. Actually, you can just top right over me. Oh, I meant the big pillar. We can do this little pillar too. That's fine. Are we safe?
Yeah. Are we can do the big one.
Yeah. I think we're safe. So we can move over to the middle pillar. Yeah. Yeah.
Done. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Seriously.
If I peek around the corner, do I see anything?
Roll perception. I'll roll purples. Okay, you see like what seems to be a bit of a brighter light coming from over in here.
Wait, do we all see that?
Well, Mimosa is the only one with line of sight at the moment. But if you,
I make really weird signals.
Mimosa, don't go toward the light. You're a fighter. Just look at them.
Yeah.
Go to the light, Mimosa.
I like quickly cross over, and I'm on this wall now.
Whoa. Okay.
Nice.
You know, as a young reptile, I had a poster of Solid Snake up on my wall. I'm just really feeling this moment.
Yeah, I'm like
Metal Gear.
Scooching.
I love our this giant map, and we're moving like a square every 5 seconds.
This is gonna be a long game. Yeah. All right, I want to peek around the corner again.
Okay. So, Vator, are you that far behind?
No. I am.
Okay.
Wait, I'm not supposed to be in. Am I supposed to be in the back still? Yes.
Apparently. So, as you, Vator, as you're going, you see movement going across on this side behind this pillar.
Oh, snap.
On this side?
Over over here.
Over here?
Going this way.
Okay. Something's behind us.
Hey, Bator, keep up. All right. Mimosa has turned the corner and like looked around. And said on those.
You tried to patronize him.
Wait, so that means that one didn't count. Is that what that was what you're saying?
I don't like the pandering to the audience. That is fair. Disgusting. So as Mimosa has looked around the corner, you see that there's light there that's just a lot brighter than the others. But Vatour has seen like movement from behind him.
Okay.
So what are y'all doing?
I'm gonna re-signal them again and be like, very very lowly, hey, behind us.
Wait. I think the light is a distraction. How can you stab somebody in the back holding a lantern?
Okay, I have an idea. Simultaneously. Yes.
It is your destiny.
So why don't you guys.
You're speaking my language.
Okay, all right. We simultaneously send attacks in both directions and see which one hits something.
The only way we'll survive is if we split up.
No, we stay here. We stay together, but we send attacks in opposite directions.
We're onto this thing. Maybe we can lure it into thinking it's going to piss out.
Okay, so you're saying you want to cast fire to the southeast. You want Vatour to spin me in a circle and throw me roughly in the western direction formation.
I was about to point out the logistical problems of this, but you know what? No, I'm on board. No. Your fire kick. Spell is not an area of effect spell. It is a targeted spell.
Do any of you have like guns or arrows?
I do appreciate the instinct to burn the city down.
Look, I'm only here to do good in this world, however I can.
Okay,
don't make me cast sleep on you.
I can kick this far and no farther. Oh, wait, nobody can see my little thing. I can only kick to the leftmost part of the hallway.
Okay.
I can't even get into the room with the columns from here.
Okay, well.
I feel Scotty wrestle around in my gi.
Right, what can Scotty do? Measurements.
Okay.
What can Scotty do? I was not here when we acquired Scotty.
Scotty got some spells.
Oh, yeah. We had a little friend.
Can he cast a Patronus charm? Is that the right universe?
Don't think so. Oh,
you know, if y'all had a summoner in your party.
I wish Horst hadn't have flunked out of summoner school. I'm going to slag on Horst as much as I can while he's gone.
He deserved it.
I don't know how to mount an attack to the west. I mean, you know, we could throw fire spells in both directions, but if they're not area of attack and require a target. We're supposed to be whispering.
I say we keep moving forward and then we'll let this thing.
I misspelled it.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
there we go. What? Welcome, Babs. They are on the hunt for Tonberry serial killer.
Tonberry.
What did y'all decide to do?
quit.
Just give up.
Throw in the towel on this one.
That's fair.
Wow. That soundboard is expansive. Do we have any AoE attacks at all?
Mm-mm. Okay, well then, yeah, we can just keep walking and see what happens.
I'm going to move. Just get a slightly different angle of view.
Okay.
I can now see behind that lower pillar too.
Okay.
We can scooch a little bit more.
I will cross. Oops, that's not what I'm going to do. Cross. Here.
All right, so Mimosa's going down. Y'all heading back to the southerly direction. Mm-hmm. I've only had one. I can't even talk anymore.
All right, I'm going to peek around that corner again.
All right, go ahead and give me perception. Okay, yeah, it seems clear to you. There's like this hallway's got like a couple of tents on either side. And otherwise a little bit dim, but it's going to connect with kind of one of the more main passageways.
Do we hear anything following us? Do you hear anything following us back there?
The last thing I saw was in the shadows. Movement.
And we ran away from it rather than facing it. We moved toward the light.
But I'm paying attention to what's behind me.
Okay.
North or south?
Okay. GM, that family mentioned the market. Where is it on this map?
South of where you are.
Is it that roundy thing at the south?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's that area.
Okay. Great.
But Ruxel, go ahead and...
Oh, that's okay.
A cool.
Frankly, Techno Funk Boy, I wish you had made my character a little cooler. Oh, I'll take that. But
the
baseline, I am not very cool, which I just find objectionable.
Need more cool.
Seriously, can I just pop back up to the bazaar and buy some sunglasses, maybe a leather jacket. I'm wearing leather armor. Can it be black? Can I have like some cool, you know, like chrome or some chains?
I have no problem with this.
Yeah. I have leather armor. Can I get some chaps? You know.
Okay. So as you come across the corner, you catch sight of it right beside you. It just as it's coming up and it is a tomberry. It's about 3 feet tall, you know, and for our viewers, it looks like this, but it's carrying this lantern, and it's got this kind of butcher knife with it, and its yellow eyes meet yours as it jumps forward, but you are able to kind of get a little bit of the up of the handing and get out of the way.
Okay, and I retreat one square to the left, place my back. My back was already against the wall. I was just peeking. Just peeking. I played enough first-person shooters to know to peek. But, okay, there it is. It's represented on this map by
a little circle.
Yeah, okay.
I took a nap today.
And I ran as well time you to make- should have.
I ran out of time to make a token for it.
Okay. That's great. That's great. Let's kill it. Does everybody else notice the commotion? I would imagine so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So we're engaged in combat.
If y'all want to roll cool for and Ruxley, you already have. But if everybody else wants to roll cool for initiative, you certainly can.
Cool, cool.
I can. Oh, there it is.
You can't just say it, Vader kid. Gotta be it, you know?
So y'all actually all beat its roll. And so all three of you will go first.
How is this thing such an efficient killer? Come on. All right.
just wait. Give it some time.
I guess we don't have to whisper anymore. Vautour, you can't jump.
I cannot.
Do you want me to try to
wait, in this hallway, are the ceilings a little higher? Or is it 15 everywhere?
15 everywhere.
Okay.
I can still stabby stabby.
We're slugging. Yeah, okay. Let's do it. I don't really care about order. I'm closest. I'll punch first. How's that sound?
I'll say, punch him in his cute little face.
it really is adorable. I kind of don't want to hurt it, but at least it's not a person. There's not moral complexity.
White Vautour's getting jumped.
I'm GM, 2 gold, 2 green against 2 purple. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Well, that's garbage.
You have an advantage. Any idea on an advantage? But yeah, you totally miss his cute little face. You like you're punching and then in like you see his sad little yellow eyes and you're like, aww, and you pull your punch and don't hit him.
Okay. This little critter snuck up on me, stabbed me. I narrowly missed it. My adrenaline is pumping. Can I get like, how would haste work in a situation like this? It's like, that's not really a thing, right?
Haste?
Because it's just turn-based. It's not like the same, right?
Well, it's turn-based, but I think with haste, you'd be able to do 2 actions in one movement in a round.
Could I do that? That's basically like a reroll. Maybe give me 2 next round.
Do you have haste?
No, I'm saying that's my advantage.
Maps knows what the score is. He's slow. Stay away from his knife. Like haste is like a status effect. We couldn't do like a status effect. But if you wanted the chance to step away from him, you could. If you wanted to.
I mean, he could probably still move and attack, though, right? But anybody else have ideas of advantages?
You can save it for a boost next roll if
yeah, you can. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Other than that, you hear a scream come from me that you've only heard from like little girls. Terrified on a playground. And I flee. I'm gone. I'm out of here. Do you see how far I ran so fast? It's taken a while on stream. Okay, no, I'll just take the boost roll. That's fine.
Okay. All right. So who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Yeah, I was thinking Mimosa should go last, just in case in a future round we need to cast sleep or whatever, then we won't wake it up during our attacks.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Ooh, Thrash dropped me a boost die.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks, Thrash.
Sweet!
All right. I'm going to, in the low ready spear position, I'm gonna charge towards this thing, make my way around, and I'm gonna give it a good stabby stab. I do have a question about my character sheet. There's high jump, which requires 25 feet of space, and then there's just leap.
There's regular, leap is
regular
fine.
Jump.
Right, yeah, you can do that.
Oh, it's like a low jump, you know?
Low jump.
So, if I do that, do I get to still use the boost? Because I think it gives you a boost.
You can add another boost to it. What does that text say?
It's been a while.
It says you leap at an opponent to attack. Your attack rolls gains a blue, but any opponent targeting you in the same round will also gain a blue.
Okay, cool. So yeah, you can add a second blue to your roll if you want to.
Oh,
yeah.
So basically, that's just like a running leap at him.
Sweet.
But then because you left, you are now vulnerable to counterattack, right?
Exactly, right.
Green. Two blues against two purples.
Right.
All right, let's roll it. Thank you, Thrash.
Okay, so what is your base damage?
So my base damage is 4.
All right. Okay, so you hit it for 5, and
okay.
It gets stabbed, and it looks its cute little face at you in a very sad way, and kind of tilts its head, and then it holds up its lantern and rocks it, and you see this kind of ghostly image coming out of the lamp and at you, and then all at once, all the memories of every beast you've killed, of every fight you've gotten into, just crashes down into your mind at once. Every scream of every monster. And you lose 6 strain.
Thank you so much for joining me. And I do hope you have the most Koopo time, Koopo. Join us for our next hunt right here on the podcast, or join us live on the last Sunday of every month at twitch.tv/technofunkboy. This is a Playwell Network podcast where you've just been pwned. Wait, do I really have to say that? That's quite rude.
Hey man, what are you doing?
I was trying to record some sound effects for Tales from the Rusty Speeder.
Well, why are you using your face to make the sound effects?
Well, I mean, you know, like there's a lot of like resources and stuff online, but this stuff costs money. We don't have any money.
Oh, wait a second. We rely on viewer support through Patreon or something to get money for the show. That all makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah. And if our listeners would like to support us, they could go over to patreon.com/technofunkboy and contribute an amount that we're going to reinvest in the show and make it sound even better.
Yeah, because your face is not sounding as good as it could.
How does your pew pew sound?
Are you ready?
Yes. Oh. Oh, dang, that's good.